Yes, I was wondering if I could get driving directions to a nightclub called...
Hello, sweetie. No, we're in Germany right now. Maybe we can talk to you later? All right, we miss you.
Bye, Amy.
Bye, sweetie.
I think we're supposed to turn.
I thought you knew exactly where we were going.
What was that?
We came from over here, I swear. We just got a little lost.
A little lost?
Yes,
we are not a little lost. We are really lost.
Hello, is anyone home? We got a flat tire. Can we come in?
Something to drink?
We're tourists.
We are on a road trip through Europe.
Yeah.
Can you call the emergency car service for us?
You have a really lovely home.
The Siamese triplet connected via the gastric system. The human centipede, the secret. We start with cutting the ligaments of the kneecaps.
Does shit get dark on Throwback Tuesday?
I think you got the shows mixed up. This ain't the darkness.
Oh, darkness. Darkness. Which, by the way, you know, I think I'm upping my rating on I, Frankenstein, because the chick in that movie looks in Frankenstein's eyes. She's like, I looked in your eyes and all I saw was the darkness. And I was like,
was that so that Yvonne Stravinsky or whatever? Blonde?
Yeah, no, the other chick, the brunette one. I forgot her name.
Oh, because the blonde's hot because she was in Chuck. I don't know if you remember that show.
I remember that show. It's not on no more?
No.
Okay.
The show was the shit, but she was fucking hot.
I thought it was still going.
No.
This ain't the darkness, baby. This ain't my darkness brothers ain't here. This is Throwback Tuesday. Episode 35, of course. I'm the phenomenal one. PoopySportsPodcast.com.
This is Z, the fancritic.com.
And Z, what? You sound so down. What's wrong?
I had to watch a movie that I said to myself I would never watch ever.
Could be worse. Could have watched the second one.
That didn't win, so.
I'm just saying, it could have been worse.
I might have been lost if I watched the second one.
What would happen?
Is it the type of movie that if you watch the second one, you don't need to watch the first one?
Yeah, and also another thing, it's actually worse.
Thank you, voters.
As far as the violence or whatever in it, it's worse, and the acting and everything else is also worse as well. So
thank you, voters.
It's almost as if they upped the antics in that one. That's the whole idea.
But I said to myself when I heard about this, I'm like, I'm never gonna watch this movie. I have no reason to watch this movie. I don't care. I don't care if I'm a filmmaker. There's no reason to watch this movie.
I saw it at the film festival. It released it in back in 2010 when it came out. And my God, what I was like, wow, they don't give anybody money and a camera to make anything these days, huh?
I wish.
Because, well, first of all, I'll go ahead and say it. After rewatching it, the movie is fucking boring.
It is!
It is fucking boring. I was just looking, I was like, I personally do not give a shit about anything that's happening right now, and nothing is happening. Even the stuff that does happen, the gruesome stuff, I was just looking at it like, I'm not even jumping no more. Like, I guess probably because I've already seen the movie, I don't know, but...
Yeah, that's maybe why.
I don't know what it is, but I was just looking at it, and I was just like... So he has them walking in the yard, and he's hitting. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm like, this is. I was bored. Dude.
What?
I was like, okay, this is... And usually at home when I watch movies, I don't get as bored as that. And I was super fucking bored. I was looking at shit to do and everything else.
What kind of reaction did it get at the festival?
People was going like, ugh.
Exactly.
I remember it didn't get a positive reaction. Let's just say that.
I mean, where is it? This type of thing would make someone sick. Like, I'm not going to lie, that scene, which we'll talk about soon, I did not watch it. I literally covered my face, covered my ears, because I did not want to see that.
Okay, well, you know what? I want to know what scene that was, so how about we hop into a plot synopsis then, if there was a fucking plot? I mean, I really don't think there was a plot.
Oh, Human Centipede, directed by Tom Six. Wrote by Tom Six, and that motherfucker is sick.
Yeah, he's only done two movies, which is this one and the second one.
How would you think of writing this movie?
You know what? I just got done on a, I just got done talking to somebody about that. I was like, you know, I would imagine I'm not a, when I write stuff, I usually like to be at my desk in my house by myself. I got a drink there, maybe like a carrot or some shit like that in a bowl or whatever. And I just sit there and just start thinking. I put ideas on a piece of paper. What kind of sick thought that he had his idea when he sat at his desk? And did
you know
all
what? This is the only thing I could think of. The only logical explanation I could think of for him writing this song. He has two dogs. Yeah. A dog shit. The other dog ate that shit.
Either that or he's into some nasty shit of porno. So.
I don't know. But it stars.
Either that or he fucked some chick in the ass and was just like, wouldn't it be cool if I could also eat her ass while I'm fucking it?
Shut up.
I'm just throwing some ideas out there, man.
Shut up.
Which, by the way, you know they're making a third one, right?
Yes.
Comes out this year.
It doesn't even make money.
I don't know where it's getting the money from. Probably from the country it comes from. Because it's always like some foreigners making this. Actually, no, it's American.
But the movie stars Dieter, Laser.
Third one comes out in April, though, so when you want to go see it, see.
Fuck. No. Ashley C. Williams, Ashlyn Yenny, and Akiro Yakatamura. I got that right. Pretty much this movie's based in Germany, but it's made in the Netherlands.
Yeah, the girls, these two American girls are taking a European road trip. But I was just like, who takes European road trips and not knowing where they're going?
This is straight out of Hostel.
And Taken.
And Taken, yeah. Pretty much.
Like, personally, I do like. Don't get me wrong. I try. People are like, P1, shut the fuck up. You go everywhere you fucking can, dude. Don't get me wrong. But I just don't randomly say, I'm going to go here. It's either I know someone down there, I'm going down there as vacation, or something like that. I ain't seen three movies now, whether in theater, this month alone, and this one where just random people are just traveling nowhere. They don't know where they're going, or they're just doing what the devils do. They apparently walk to this party, but don't remember how to walk back to it, and they get lost and start wandering around the streets of Brazil, and I'm just like, you got a fucking phone, use it.
pretty much every cliche you have in this type of situation works. These two girls, American tourists, which that one girl, Lindsay, was hot.
Yeah, Lindsay was hot.
And their car strand, well, their car, they get a flat tire, and then
lost. Because they don't know where they're going.
Yeah, they're going to a party that they met.
Yeah, they went to a party, and Jenny was supposed to be, like, I guess, given the directions because she knew where it's at. But I don't see a phone in her hand or a map or anything like that. She's just like, go this way. I'm just like, who does that shit?
No, they're not even from there. They're from New York.
Yeah, they're from New York because they're two American chicks that are just taking a European road trip. And yet there's no sign of a road map or anything like that of where to go or how to get to this place. It's almost as if they met some guy on the street and he just said, yeah, go that way. It'll be that way.
That's what it kind of seems like.
Mm-hmm. When the tire went out, because I predicted that before I saw the movie, when I saw it the first time and the tire went out, I was like, I bet either their car just stops or the tire goes flat and they don't know how to change it, which almost every woman can almost say they know how to change
it. Yeah, and then there's this crazy surgeon that they go pretty much, you know, they go to his house to use the phone and he kidnaps them.
Yeah, his name is Michael Shannon. Oh, I'm sorry, it's
dude, he reminded me of fucking a little bit of Christopher Walken and then Udo Kerr.
I'm telling you who he looked like. He looked like Michael Shannon, crazy ass.
He's fucking freaky.
Those fucking bug eyed like Michael Shannon.
Pretty much, he wants to. He's a pretty much an expert at splitting up Siamese twins.
Yeah.
And he wants to create a centipede, a human centipede, which is pretty much ass to mouth sewed.
I don't get that. Like, I understand the doctor is sick, but I don't get what does he get out of this? Like, there's no. I don't even know what to say right now because the whole time I was rewatching the movie, I was just looking. I was just like, I don't understand his motivation towards what is this supposed to solve. Like, I see him taking photos and stuff of like him. It's like, yeah, but it's like, what purpose does this thing serve?
Because he's crazy.
Yeah, I guess that. I guess that. But I saw him because they kept showing that tombstone of his dog, and it said my three dog. And I was looking. I was like. That don't mean shit either to me. I don't. Matter of fact, I was like, I don't care about none of this shit.
Well, pretty much what I just said is the synopsis of the film.
Yeah.
Just that dude is so fucking weird looking and crazy.
Yeah, especially when he asked him, "Did you come alone?"
And asking if they were sisters.
Yeah, which I was like, "Well, I don't get that at all either," because he kept saying, "Oh, they're not a perfect match." I was like, "Dude, you're tying somebody's face to their ass. Who do you mean perfect match?"
Maybe it had to be blood type. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I guess I don't know, but then again, like, well, then yeah, he's asking all those questions about like, "Oh, you guys sisters?" And I'm like, that doesn't guarantee that they're gonna have the same blood type. That's just,
No.
how many people in their family have the same blood type? I'm not the same blood type as anybody in my family.
No. It's just, this movie is just so freaky.
Yeah, well, basically what it is when you're watching the film, it makes you just want to go back and look into the writer and director's mind, which is Tom Sixth, and you're just going like, what was he thinking when he, like, what kind of thought process was he in when he was putting this together?
I know, and what kind of actors would you get to agree to doing this? Because there's two Americans, Lindsay and Aunt Jenny. They're American actors. You had the Asian guy, Kasuro, which is his name that's never mentioned, but and then you had the German doctor, and then the two German cops, and that truck driver, which we never really saw for like a brief second.
I like how he can just randomly, like, just tranquilize people on the road
In
on
broad
foot,
daylight.
in broad daylight on a freeway, mind you, too.
I know.
And just put it like he was actually able to tranquilize this huge ass fucking dude and put him in the back of his car without anybody. I'm just like, really?
And leaving the semi there too.
Yeah, and leaving the semi there. I mean, come on now. I was there. That's broad day. I saw cars driving by before that semi truck pulled up. There was cars passing by. Then all of a sudden, the semi truck pulls up. No more cars are passing by, and he just randomly pulls out this huge ass tranquilizer gun, shoots this dude in the ass. Which, by the way, that's gotta be. Let the man finish taking his shit first. I just gotta say
Hopefully he
that first.
did.
Like, damn, he didn't even wait till he finished. I mean, he was probably taking him a good shit and everything, and then next you know, he gets tranquilized while he's still shitting on himself.
Yeah, he probably fell in it too.
Yeah, he probably felt it. That's why he had to get rid of him. He's just like, "You smell like shit."
But you got okay, you got these but okay, before we even get into the movie, when the tire gets flat,
German dude
this
pulls up
old
and
German
says,
dude says,
"Who the
I
fuck
seen you
you?"
two in German, so it's their subtitles, saying, "I seen you two, you're in a porno that I whack off to." I'm like, what?
He had a straight face on his look on his face too, as if when he was saying, just like, "Oh, no, that's not funny. I'm not hitting on you. I just want you guys to blow me right now. Like, come on now, chill."
And the only word they pick up that they look in their dictionary or whatever, was
Which
fucking. That could
is funny.
be anything. That could be your fucking tire, you know,
Yeah,
anything.
or he just fucking pissed, or it's like, "I had a fucking bad day." But the thing was funny about that is, I love in these movies whenever they have Americans in different countries, is they're like, "Oh, what did he say?" And then they just randomly open up a book or something and they find that exact word right away.
I don't think that word's in a dictionary.
But like, maybe it's in like an, yeah, you know, I was about to say, I don't think that word's also in a German translator either. But at the same time, though, I just love it. Like all the words he said, like you said, all the words he said, all the sentences he put together, they found this one word, and they was like, "Let me look up this word." And then they look it up, and it's the worst word out of all what he said. And I was just like, yeah, you know, I've been to other countries, and when they were speaking other languages, I looked in my book. It didn't take me that quick to find the word he was saying. I had to look a little. I was like, okay, I'm fucked. I'm
Well, it
about
was
to
like
lose my
Vita
shit.
or something like that. I don't know. It
And then to
was.
get the word right too, like.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, so they just pretty much rolled the window up and the guy just stared at him and just left. I'm like, one, I don't see that happening at all. Was
That was pretty. That was just like, when I saw that, I was just
that
like,
just supposed to be funny?
that didn't serve any fucking purpose whatsoever.
And here's another thing
It
with these
didn't do anything for
girls.
the film. It didn't do nothing.
Okay, Lindsay was the smart one, I'm guessing out of the two, because she's like, we're gonna walk. And Jenny, who's like, it's raining and I'm in shorts and high
I'm about to
heels.
say, yeah,
What
fuck
the
that. That
fuck
is.
does shorts have to do with walking?
You're gonna get raped, I guess. I don't know. But the same thing here. You say she was smart. I say that's typical white people saying that we need to get out and walk in the middle. Fuck that! I ain't getting out of. You know what I'd have did? I would have turned that engine back on. I would have been rolling on that fucking rim. I'd have been rolling on that
Well, at least they
motherfucker.
try. At least Lindsay tried to call someone, but of course you get the cliche horror movie no service, but no I don't service, classify
no
this
signal.
As.
They should have thought of that before they drove out into the woods.
No, this ain't a horror movie. I'm not classifying it as a horror movie. This is straight Hostel, Saw.
It's a snuff film.
Snuff film.
Yeah. First of all, let's go ahead and say this. Another thing about like what they do in these horror type situations, I'm putting that in quotes too, by the way, is whenever these tourists or whatever are coming somewhere, they always take them to the woods.
Exactly.
We're all Americans here. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Being an American, we know damn well ain't no party happening in the woods that we might be invited to.
That's true. You can think of every horror movie that it's always, there's always someone with woods.
It's always woods, and I can tell you this right now. Americans don't have, well, at least the smart ones I know, we don't have no fucking intentions of going nowhere near a woods.
No.
Nothing good come out of the woods.
No.
Not a cabin, not a clan, not a nigga, not a Jew. Nothing comes. The darkness is the only thing that comes good out of the woods.
That is darkness.
If you go to the woods, the darkness will consume you, okay? So, pretty, like I said, nothing good come out of the woods. And for her, another thing. Oh, here we go again. Okay, we're doing something proactive by getting out the car and walking. You get lost? How do you get lost? How do you... Matter of fact, why... This is another thing I have problems with these movies, too. Why the fuck do they always strander off the road and go into the woods?
I know.
That is so fucking stupid. Like, don't you think you would follow the road?
And you're trusting your friend who's never been to Germany that you're like, she knows how to get there, but you were with her the entire time at the trip, and you take her off, I'm guessing, the major road, the freeway?
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing may be the Autobahn. I don't know. It's Germany. Yeah, I would stay on the major road so you see signs. That's so cliche. It's like wrong turn type shit.
Well, the thing is, too, remember, they made a U-turn, so they turned back around. Obviously, that road they were on, they had to have seen something before they hit that woods area. So there had to be something they saw, like a store or a rest stop or something like that, or people. Why didn't they just continue going back up that fucking road? That didn't make any damn... They went backwards. No. I was like, why are they going that way?
That's why they, since this is a foreign movie, and you can say a lot about the foreign movies, like Wolf Creek, which I absolutely hate, these movies treat Americans like idiots.
Yeah. Well, Americans treat Americans like idiots.
True. But you've seen foreign movies with Americans in it. We are treated like morons.
Asian cinema is my favorite form of cinema.
Yeah.
No, I think Americans treat Americans even stupider, to be honest.
Maybe, but...
I gotta go with that. It's Americans' fault. I mean,
seeing
some of the movies that came out this year.
Well, the reason why they're walking out of the woods to find a house or to find another car...
I don't think they'll find one in the fucking woods, you dumb bitches. Jesus Christ. You know what you find in the woods? Michael Myers. Jason.
Rapist.
From Nightmare Before Christmas. The Darkness Brothers. You find all kinds of shit.
You might stumble upon a KKK rally. You don't know.
Exactly.
Stop going in the fucking woods.
It's Germany. I personally have not been to Germany, but I remember their history. The last thing I want to do in Germany is go through their woods.
You might find a Nazi camp.
Last time I remember, Germans don't like niggers.
Jews.
I am not trying to be lost down there.
Well, I mean, these girls obviously haven't seen, like, Hostel.
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, movies like this. Is they always make it seem like movies don't exist in their worlds, so they've never seen these kind of creepy movies. That's why I can never watch another Cabin in the Woods movie after seeing Cabin in the Woods.
Well, Cabin in the Woods was good, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can never see another Cabin movie in the woods because Cabin in the Woods just showed you how stupid those movies are.
Yeah, but yeah, we gotta distance ourselves from the woods before we get consumed by the darkness.
Well, yeah, I've already been consumed by the darkness. I've been feeding my darkios to everyone in a... they're letting the darkness just spread and take over, but...
They go to this house, they meet the doctor.
Which, by the way, they didn't even know where the front door was. I was like, Jesus
Christ. Which, I'm not gonna lie, that house was very nice, though.
That was a very nice-ass house, being in the wood. Like, to be honest, like, cops got there, like, quick and everything. I was like, this house must be on a main road.
Exactly.
I was like, I don't know how you could get lost in this area.
Fucking bitches.
And you remember what, the cop said towards the end? He was like, I heard a girl scream or something like that. I was like, so he has neighbors?
Wait a second. Yeah, that's a good point. That who fucking screams? We know we're gonna get to it, but we know what that was coming. There's no girl screaming.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning, we hear them hollering.
Maybe.
Yeah, we hear them hollering at the door and stuff like that, and there's a lot of like crying and there's yelling and shit like that. But the cop, and I'm quoting too, I remember exactly what he said at the end. He said, we got reports that someone heard some screaming. And I was just like, from who? Because they live in the middle of nowhere, am I right? I was like,
I'm guessing.
I was guessing that at the beginning of this film that it's in the middle of nowhere, but apparently if this cop is saying this, that he has neighbors. So you mean to tell me he's burying people in his backyard and nobody is fucking noticing them?
And they're seeing three people attached to each other walking in the yard?
He doesn't, and then next the cop tells him, like, hey, there's a car still there, there's a truck still here, but we just randomly decided to come to your house. Even though you have neighbors, we just wanted to come to your house still.
It's,
like, they threw that logic way out. They didn't give a shit. It was like, people don't care about what they say.
They meet the doctor, and they get him the call, and obviously he fakes the call from the kitchen while he's getting him water, and they're like, at least he's calling. Okay, one, if you're in a stranger's house, you follow their fucking ass wherever they go to make that fucking call to prove that shit.
I just want to say this before Z continues on with his point. This will not be a review. This will be a help tip podcast for anyone that's traveling or have little white girls that just like wandering around. Thank you. Continue, Z.
Exactly. So, yeah, if I'm in a stranger's house, I want to prove that he's being called, not just by his saying it.
Well, personally, I thought because the kitchen was right next door, I thought they just had to turn their heads to the right.
Possibly.
Because the kitchen was in the next room, right? It was like right there.
So, he gives them the roofie drug, the date rape drug.
Yeah, I know that was a roofie because I was like, yep, I've done that before. I mean, yeah, I've seen it before.
So, okay. Another point, another survival tip. Don't take water from strangers.
I've never done that. Even when I go to my friend's place or whatever, I never. Hey, you want something to drink, P1? Nah, it's okay. I'm cool. I've drunk before I got here. We're going out to drink. I don't need a drink.
Man. Unless it's sealed in a can or a bottle without the seal broke, or you pour it yourself.
I never get that in movies or in just life general whenever, I guess, wanderers just end up at somebody's house and then they just go like, oh, you have something to drink? Or do you want something to drink? Anytime anyone ever offers me a drink, I always say, no, that's okay. I'm good. That's okay. I'm good. And even if I did get one, I would barely drink it.
Just like those cops. They wanted coffee, and the guy freaked out because we don't have water. I'm like, yeah, what the? That's warning sign number one for you cops.
When she dropped, that's why she didn't get, when the girl first drank, that's why she didn't get drugged, though, because she didn't drink the water. She dropped it, and that dude flipped out on her. I was like, yeah, we got to get the fuck out of here. Dude.
Okay. He's talking with them. Mm-hmm. He says... So they ask him about family, and he goes, I don't like humans. That should have been a sign.
I would have got the fuck out there.
you just probably drank maybe a sip or two. I don't think it's going to affect you if you just burst out running, but he's going to chase after you, you know that. But,
yeah, that girl, Jenny, she was drinking all that shit. I was like, damn,
I think she downed that shit.
Yeah, she was downing that shit. I was like, you was just outside. Your mouth can't be that dehydrated. I mean, come on.
I know, just go outside and open your mouth. You can get some rainwater.
Yeah, rainwater, it ain't healthy, but it'd probably be better than getting roofied by this nigga right now.
And she, like you said, she dropped the water, broke the glass. He freaked out, called her a stupid cow. Why do guys always call girls stupid cows?
I don't know. It's your people, they sexist, man.
I am German.
I mean, that was a line there where... Like, he said it so calmly, too, just like, I don't like people. I was like, what?
And they just looked at each other like, oh, shit.
And Jenny wasn't even, like, taking a hint, but the other girl was just like, yeah, I think we need to leave. And she was just like,
That's why I say she's probably the smart one of the two.
Well, in the other one's defense, she was getting drugged, so.
Yeah, so he gets a needle, and Jenny's already passed out. She's done. She's done.
Yeah.
And he says, he's saying that's a roofie drug. And Lindsay freaks out and she gets, you know, stabbed in the back. Or, gets a shot in the back and she knocks out.
Motherfucker wrapped his legs around her like he had her in a triangle choke and then just gave her the needle right in the back of her neck. I don't know what it was that he gave her. I'm assuming that was like some...
She was throwing up, so she obviously did drink something. She did drink some.
She took like... she took one sip. I started taking like a little... But it was like a baby sip, though. And I was like, yeah, that's probably something I would do. So she was... obviously, she felt the effects of it, but not enough to make her pass out.
Yeah.
Just making her, you know, just woozy.
And then they're in this makeshift hospital room, restrained with the truck driver from earlier.
This is probably a good after-school special movie to watch for young white girls.
For surviving Germany?
Yeah, to show you what not to do.
Yeah. I'd love to see this on TV.
That's the purpose of the movie.
They can't show this movie on cable TV. The whole movie's going to be blacked out.
By the darkness.
By the darkness. So, you know, like you said, the truck driver wasn't a match, so instead of, you know, he gives him a shot to kill him, I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be going for a horror movie, but you're giving him a sedative to kill him. That's not really horrific.
Yeah. I personally didn't find anything horrific. I just found it weird and odd in that if someone would even have the idea of making this.
Yeah. Then he leaves, the doctor leaves, the girls are freaking out, crying, screaming. Then all of a sudden he finds this Asian tourist. Like, where the fuck did he find him?
And then he just picks him up and everything. I was just like, damn, dude, you just literally like doing this in broad daylight, no problem at all. And I gotta say this right now. I can see why he never had a black person. It's because a black person would never shut the fuck up if they captured him. He'd be like, help!
He would have been in the middle.
He would get tired of my ass in a heartbeat because I saw them take a nap and shit and go to sleep. My ass would be up all night shaking still just, help! Help! So he would have been like, somebody shut that motherfucker up.
And then it's a Chinese guy, so obviously we're not seeing what he's saying.
Yeah, and personally, there was a scene here that really pissed me off. And that was a scene where he was giving them the sedative to knock them out to go to sleep before he was going to do the surgery.
Oh, after he told them in details what he was doing?
Yeah, he was doing them the details, which I don't even know why he would explain that. I'm just like, okay, well, just fucking do it.
I think it was for the purpose of the plot.
Stupid-ass plot. Anyway, I see this girl, after she sees Jenny gets drugged with the sedative, she's using her mouth to get the straps off. And I was like, why the fuck you didn't do that in the first place?
And when she does that, why didn't she do something to the doctor, like stab him?
Yeah, knock his ass out.
Exactly.
He was never a threat, like, to the point where he could beat your ass or anything like
that. No, he's a tall, skinny guy.
Yeah, he's a tall, skinny dude. He looks kind of old, so I don't think he could do much. And everything he does, though, is just by drugging you. So obviously he's not strong enough to handle you or anything like that.
Well, he did pick up the Asian and obviously picked up the girls, take him downstairs, and that truck driver.
I personally would have unleashed myself, and I would have knocked him upside the back of his fucking head, or I would have pushed him or something where he would have landed on, and I would have picked up that scalpel, and I would have drugged his ass. Because you say she's a smart one. I think she's the dumbest one, to be honest. She gets a chance to leave, and she goes back for that bitch.
Yes. Yeah.
That was just...
Okay, and here's the thing. He chased him. She locks the door, and, you know, she's in the bedroom. He's wanting to get in. She opens up the curtains, and he's just standing there, you know. It's like straight Jason bullshit. With a gun, with his sunglasses on, so we had time to get his sunglasses.
And by the way, it's a tranquilizer gun. It's not a weapon, so...
Yes, and so instead of... So he starts beating it, and she obviously looks for the key, but she's, you know... When he knocked the door, the key fell out. And we've obviously seen keys before. When they fall, they're not going to go as far as she was looking.
I don't know how the lock mechanism is in Germany, but you don't need to lock the door from the inside with a key.
No, you don't.
That's another thing. As far as the closest to it is London, and I don't remember ever seeing that in nobody's house that you locked the door. Because he did that for the front door, too. He used the key to lock, and I was like, I don't get that locking mechanism at all, to be honest.
And she runs away, and obviously she's hurt because she ran
what
with the
ice. What would you have done in that situation if you saw him standing there in beating on that window?
And if I was in that position?
Yeah, if you was her.
Well, everything was locked. Probably have him break the window and just
knock
fucking
his ass out, right?
Yeah, because she did. She took the lamp, and she didn't do nothing with it.
He didn't do nothing with it. I was just like, okay. See, here's the thing about this part, which is another reason why it pissed me off, because This is another reason. I'm going to go ahead and say horror, because it is genre as a horror film. This is why I don't like horror films, for the simple fact is they have characters do dumb and unbelievable shit to the point where I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know this man's house because I was just drugged and kidnapped here. I'm not going to run around this motherfucker screaming and hollering, which was what she was doing.
And remember, she when she left the bed, her IV ripped her arm open.
Yeah, exactly.
So she was leaving blood trails everywhere.
Yeah, and another thing is, he knows that house better than anything. So you know what? Fuck it. Either I need to confront him about it, or I just need to... I can't go out the front door because he locked it with his key. So, I mean, hey, ain't nothing I can do now, so I need to knock his ass out. I'd have picked that lamp up and waited for him. I would have been nodding my head, like, oh, go ahead and bust that window. I'm going to knock you the fuck out.
Yeah. And she falls in the pool, and he's pretty much toying with her.
Yeah.
And she says she wants to die, so he puts the automatic cover on.
And he thought she died.
Yeah, and I would have died. Because one, he has a trank gun. The power goes out, and he, like, you know, the comedic actor type comes out, that he goes, oh, it goes out all the time, whatever. And he leaves. She gets out of the pool.
Which I didn't know you could do that either, because I thought, I think that's why he thought she was dead, because he says, oh, shit, when she didn't come up for thing when he was closing it and turning the lights off and stuff, and she came out of it, and I was like, oh, I didn't know you could do that.
I thought the circuit breaker tripped.
What happened?
When because he left the room, I thought that's when the power went out. I thought the circuit tripped.
No, the power didn't go out. He turned it off.
Oh, did he? Okay.
When he hit that button to close the thing, that's what those rooms do for the pool room. It just shuts down everything.
Okay.
So I didn't know she could get out. And when I saw her get out, I was like, oh, she got a clear way getaway here. And I'm thinking he just went to sleep or something like that and said, fuck it. But she had an opening to run right the fuck out there. And what did she do? Right, first of all, she's making all this goddamn noise. She's making so much fucking noise. Just, I was just like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. I would have personally, if it was two of us and I was with her, I would have left her ass. I would have been like, she ain't about to get me killed again. She has an opportunity to leave the house and run to go get help. But instead she says, I gotta go back to this creepy ass basement. I gotta drag my sedated friend, which I'm not heavy enough to. I've made all this noise getting her, and as she's dragging her friend through the hallway, she's.
And what would have been worse if she would have saved the Asian guy, too?
I would have unstrapped him as well.
Because he looked like a fighter.
Yeah, you already said. He's like, you don't know about the Japanese. We get strength when we...
He did. He goes, I got strength of 100 men. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. That motherfucker had me believing him. I was like, damn. He looked like he was about to bust out of these chains and shit. He was like...
Dude, he must have been like a black belt or something.
I thought he was a fucking Dragon Ball Z character. He was over there powering up and shit.
Yeah, so yeah, she drags her friend outside, and obviously he shoots her in the back.
Right now, if we ever in this position, you can just leave my ass, okay? I expect you to leave me.
What? I know you would leave me.
Goddamn right, I'd leave you. Shit. If I even see you come back for me, I would say you stupid motherfucker.
So she gets tranked, and obviously, you know, that's the last. And then he punishes her, saying that. One of his dogs tried to escape, but for punishment, he made that the middle of the centipede. I'm like, bitch, you're in the pool. You know, you can't hold your breath. Just die. Just drown yourself.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen if he catches you.
Yeah, because he explained that before she almost drowned herself. And I was personally thinking, like, well, if I was a dude in this position and he's circling the pool around with a trank dart, if I get out, he's going to trank my ass.
Yeah.
I stay and I drown.
I would have drowned. I would have drowned myself.
If I get out personally, I know what he's going to do to me. He's going to sedate my ass again. I'm going to wake up with my face attached to somebody's ass now. Huh. I'm just going to go ahead and drown myself. Fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah. So it pretty much flashes to where he's cutting their patellas, right? And their kneecaps.
Yeah.
And doing surgical procedures on their face and sewing their mouth to their face or their ass to their mouth. Chinese,
I'm still trying to figure out what purposes this thing serves.
It doesn't. The Chinese guy was first, or the Asian guy was first.
I understand killing people. Like, for a serial killer movie and shit like that. I understand. You can kill a person just going about your business, or if it's a human being doing it, you can kill a person, bury it.
There's no motive.
In a river somewhere. But what purpose is creating this three-legged thing, or this three-person thing, does? What if somebody comes over? like seeing the police or whatever. Like, how are you gonna hide this or whatever? You just have it in your backyard. They're like, he's looking at it as if it's some kind of accomplishment. I'm like, how is that an accomplishment? It doesn't do anything.
There's no motive.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't care about it. I was just like, I don't give a shit, to be honest, because there's no motivation. And there's nothing really gruesome about it. The main gruesome thing about it is not even the search. It's just more the knowing, like, so this person's going to take a shit in this girl's mouth, and she's going to shit in this girl's mouth, and she's just going to shit. I was like, I'm watching a shit movie then.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he wakes them up, and they're tied. Like I said, the Asian guy's first, Lindsay's second in the middle, and Jenny's the last one. And he trains him like a dog. Like, seriously, like, fetch the paper.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get it. I was just like, okay, this, why you just don't get fucking three dogs in? How about that? Like, I don't get what purpose this serves, once again. Like, what is your logic here of this creation? It's not like, yeah, I see him taking pictures and shit. It's like, you can't show the National Hospital Institution.
Yeah, you can't put this on Facebook.
Exactly. You can't put this on the German Schneicher.
Well, it could be. This could be considered German porn.
I get it. I think German porn is running up to women and going like, "Yeah, I seen you in two of this movie I watch. I want to fuck you. Let's get some fucking going right now."
And that we'll get to the scene that after he feeds them out of a dog bowl, the Asian guy shits, and this is, I swear to God, I did not watch or hear the scene. I literally
shit till outside.
Yeah, I did not watch it. I did not watch this.
He's training them to. That's when he was training them to do the paper scene and shit like that. I was like, and once again, I was just looking at it. I was just like, wow. Once again, this movie just went boring again. I don't get what's going on. I don't find this, like, I don't find it disgusting. I just find it fucking useless or whatever. And then when I saw him, he's like, oh, I have to take shit now. And then he starts shitting in the chick's face. And then hearing that noise, I was just looking. I was just like, wow, the filmmaker actually made sound effects for that as well.
Mm-hmm. He must have took his recorder or camera to the bathroom and just got him shitting.
I said, wow, once again, what was this guy thinking when he created this? I would love to know the mindset he was in when he wrote this.
Like, and I'm not going to lie that I could not watch this scene. I was just kind of waiting for it. I could not watch it at all.
I watched it and just scratched my head.
I could not see that. And like I said, Lindsay is absolutely freaking gorgeous, and you know, she is topless.
Hey, and that's perfect then. That means she's a wifer. You need to wife her because she's down for anything.
And it's not a, this is not a turn on. I mean, you're seeing
shit in your mouth real quick or whatever. I don't want to see you just swallow it all, girl. Okay.
And here's the thing, too.
Let's get my friend involved.
They are on a table. How the fuck did they get on a table? Towards the end.
I know what you're talking about, dude. I don't.
And how did they get off the table? Because they're walking in unison. You know, the guy, pretty much their kneecap, they can't stand, so they obviously have to crawl.
Yeah.
And they're walking in unison like a centipede.
Yeah.
And how the fuck did he get them on a table, and how did they get off the table? And how did they get upstairs?
I don't have an answer for any of that shit. I can tell you that right now. I don't, because you see them crawling up the stairs, and it was a pain in the ass for them to do, right?
Yeah.
Because
it was a curvy stair.
Unless, yeah, exactly. It was like one of the fucking death trap stairs, if anything, too. That was a weird staircase. It was a nice design of it, but it was weird as shit. Yeah. So I don't know how they've been getting up and back and forth of it. I don't see why he just didn't leave them down there in the first fucking place.
Yeah. And so these two stupid cops come in because they heard screaming for some fucking reason. And I don't know how long ago that happened. I don't know the time frame.
That had to be a while ago. That was like 2 days or some shit.
Yeah. And
they say, oh, somebody reported they heard screaming, and we've seen a car on the road there, and there's been some people missing, so we thought we'd come to you. Huh. Creepy dude that's yelling at you right now, looking a little odd, is forcing me to drink this water right now.
And refuses to let him look around the house.
Fuck a warrant. I would have put some cuffs on his ass in a heartbeat.
And you know what's also weird? When he broke the window when he was chasing Lindsay, he had it fixed. And you see a crew, two guys, putting a new window in.
Which is funny that he didn't kill those guys neither. Oh, not kill them, but, like, drug them and take them with him to make his, like he said at the end of the movie, I've got two more people here. We can make a quadruplet. And I was thinking about that. I was like, okay, how are you going to do that, first of all? Because you just killed one dude earlier in the movie because you said he wasn't a perfect match. How the fuck you know these two are a perfect match? One dude is huge.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
in fact, compared to these three people, they're both pretty tall. Other one is fatter than the other one. I don't know how that would work out at all, to be honest, because these three you got as a centipede is small as shit.
before like the cops come, he well right before the cops come, he like does a checkup on him and he figures out that Jenny's dying from blood poisoning, which has to be from the shit.
Yeah.
And so she's obviously got she's dying. She's gonna die soon.
Damn, she's a keeper too, then. She'll die for this cause, you know? She's dying for the shit pie, you
She
know?
was forced at
Oh, she was for. Oh, okay, damn. I thought she volunteered.
So, like you said,
Damn,
the
brother.
cops come,
I'm
they
not gonna
drink.
lie, Z. I was watching a porno as I was watching it. I got some characters mixed up here.
I'm sure you did. The cops show up, you know, they leave, they get poisoned, they get drugged a little bit. They leave for a warrant, they come, and then the centipede count, they start fighting back. They stab him in the foot, stab him in the throat.
I just didn't kill him.
Well, I think the way he stabbed him, I thought he would have died in the throat.
No, he didn't stab him in the throat. He stabbed him in the kneecap.
Oh, was it the knee? I thought it was the foot.
Yeah,
Maybe
he
it was the
stabbed
foot
him in
and
the
the knee.
throat. He stabbed him in the foot and then the knee. And then he fell down to the ground. And then they crawled away. I was like, why he just didn't stab his ass again?
And
That didn't make any fucking sense. Like, you got the guy laying right next to you. Stab him in the eyeball, if you will. I mean, stab him in something. I mean, you know damn well there's a stairway right there. You ain't gonna outrun him.
what's
Okay?
funny is that Lindsay was pretty much directing the Asian guy around, and he's like, he even said, he goes, "Where the fuck am I going?"
Okay. Man, you know, what do you give this movie?
One star.
Yeah. Was there anything positive you liked about the movie at all?
Before the human centipede, that Lindsay was hot.
I said that's about the movie, not about the
Okay,
score.
let's. We didn't talk about the ending. How? Where the fuck did he get the gun to shoot the cops?
That's why I said, what do you give this for? Because a lot of shit don't make sense.
And it was when he got shot, and the doctor got shot in the head, and
Pulled
he.
it out your ass. That's where he pulled it right out your ass. What are you giving? You giving it one star?
One
So did you like
star.
anything of the movie?
Just Ashley C. Williams.
Even when she was swallowing that shit,
No,
really?
I did not watch that. Shut up.
She was swallow. She swallowed a lot of shit too, dude. Like it was, I don't know about you, but it kind of turned me on. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, shit.
Shut up. What do you give it?
This girl is fucking gone. She's like, she's down. She's a downright bitch right here. I mean, shit, she'll take some shit for you, you know? Literally and physically.
You're so wrong.
You know what? This movie didn't disgust me at all, personally. I was bored throughout the whole fucking movie.
It is very boring.
I was watching it, and I was just looking at it. Once again, I don't know nobody's motivation. I got two stupid American women that just randomly decide to do anything. I got a doctor here who could be creepy, but yet again, I don't know his motivation or his purpose for doing this or anything about him at all, so I don't give a fuck about him. You got a lot of inconsistencies here. You got shit that just appear out of nowhere that just happens, like that gun, or like, oh, we heard neighbors say they never neighbor said they heard us. I was like, who reported that? I don't know these people. So, you know, I mean,
And
no.
they kind of leave at the end. They kind of leave that Lindsay, like the Chinese guy kills himself. Lin Ashley or the other girl's dead, and the other girl's stuck between them. She's gonna die, so it's not like a cliffhanger.
Yeah, which is funny because Jenny is the one in the sequel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not the one in the middle, not whatever her name is, but Jenny is the one that's in the sequel.
The
So
one at
it's
the
like,
end?
yeah.
That makes no sense.
Exactly. So it's
That's got to be like the director's girlfriend or something.
so yeah, I think we know where this is going for me. I mean, once again, I don't give a shit about shock value. Shock value doesn't work on me. That's why I don't really give a shit about horror movies these days, because they just go more for the shock than the actual story of the character and making them cool or anything. Yeah, this is getting a fuck it. I didn't like anybody in this movie. I didn't like anything of the movie. I thought it was long and boring, and I thought a lot of things didn't make any damn sense personally. There's no motivation. Character development is weak. Characters are stupid for that matter. Oh, how much time we got here? How much, can I keep going?
Keep going. Burn this movie.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking stupid, and anybody that says it like it, you're an idiot.
I really felt like an emptiness inside of me after watching
I was just feeling like I need to go have a drink real quick.
it. I saw. I'm like when I first saw, I saw the devil.
Yeah.
Like it seriously. Like I felt bad for the character. I actually want to go kill someone for like to help him out or something. This one, I just felt like. lost inside. Like,
well, it's funny you bring up I Saw the Devil, or something like I Saw the Devil or Old Boy or anything like that. When this premiered, they were making the comparisons. It's like, oh man, movies like this, I Saw the Devil or Old Boy, they're the movies that fuck with your mind and stuff like that. After rewatching this, I was like, this movie didn't come nowhere near as close as fucking with my mind as I Saw the Devil or Old Boy, because I realized that I don't give a shit about these people in the film, and the fact that he's just putting a human centipede together, that serves no purpose or logic whatsoever to his motivation at all, so I don't give a shit. So it didn't really mind fuck me at all as far as that. Only thing that mind fucked me was just like, why are these people doing what they do?
Yeah, I think the only mind fucked is Tom Six, who's thinking this shit up.
Yeah, once again, that's probably the biggest mind fuck right there, is just figuring out, where the fuck did you come up with this idea from?
And plus, you said he's doing the second one, and there's a third one?
Yeah,
they're
going to
continue
one.
This fucking shit? It's not successful.
How can you continue this? I don't get that, but... Like, how can you be with a straight face tell people that will help work on your film, or the cinematographer, the editor, the producer, the actors and stuff, we're going to make a movie about a crazy doctor who attaches people's faces to their asses so they can shit in their mouth?
Yeah.
Because the doctor was cheering it on when he was shitting in that girl's mouth. He was like, yes, you're doing it. I'm just like, I don't get... Okay, now I'm completely lost. He seems the most excited about... He was excited about when the creation he found, he made it, it was alive. But then he's more excited about when he took a shit in her mouth. And I was just like, this is some weird kind of porno fetish shit going on here. And it's not even attractive or hot at all.
It is. I mean, Tom Six is a sick motherfucker. He really is.
Yeah. It's not even a movie that, like you bring up I Saw the Devil. It's not even a movie that will, like, fuck with you, like, mentally to the point where you love it. It's a movie that fucks with you and just, like, why would he make this? It's disturbing, but it's not disturbing to the point where, like, oh, I can never watch it. It's more disturbing to the point where it's just, like, someone actually had the balls to think of making this, and they actually made it.
And the studio said, yeah, make it.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. That's the most mind-baffling thing of the movie.
And when
franchise,
a mind-baffling thing is IFC, Independent Film Company, huge, huge in the independent movie world. They showed this movie on their channel.
Yeah,
they must like this movie. I don't know what it is on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's like 49 or something like that.
So it's half, and it's supposed to be about half.
It's about 40. Yeah, it's 46. 46 and the sequel is like 20-something.
It just boggles my mind that shit like this gets made for, no, like you said, there's no character development. There's no plot. It's just a torture porn. That's all it is.
I wouldn't even go that far, because there's no really torturing in it besides the biggest thing is just he created this. And after that, it's just him treating it like a dog. It's like, okay. Alright, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't personally, once again, it's just a snuff film. There's nothing about it at all. I mean,
no.
people that like it, I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking about. But you ready for some questions and comments now?
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for next week's questions and comments after this movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of shit jokes.
Do you regret this? Do you regret picking this movie?
No, not at all.
Oh, you jackass.
I never regret it. Remember, films don't bother me. So
this bothered me. That's why I couldn't watch that scene.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I hadn't seen some shit before. I mean, stuff don't bother me when I see it in theaters. Like, that's why I can't enjoy a horror movie these days, because that doesn't bother me, and I break down logic in it, and I look at it and go, like, that's stupid, and it doesn't make sense. So
that's what this movie should have been called. Stupid doesn't make sense.
Just like every other horror film.
Hey.
Don't you hate me. There ain't been not one good horror movie in the past. How long now?
Evil Dead. Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods was a comedy.
I don't... What?
Yeah. What do you mean, what? It's a comedy movie.
I don't consider it a comedy.
How the hell could you not consider that a comedy? They're spoofing.
It's a horror spoof.
Yeah, it's a comedy spoof.
But it was also a horror, too.
It's more of a comedy.
Okay, what about New Blood Rising?
That movie sucked.
Dick.
Showing it was horrible. And then you got Evil Dead. That was just a cash grab, man, what that movie was. That shit was horrible. All they had to do was put, like, oh, let's just amp the blood up and everybody will like it. Yeah, I'm sure they will, but these characters still suck.
World War Z?
World War Z is not considered a horror movie. More of an action-adventure horror, but, you know.
Okay. So you're saying standout straight horror?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I'd be saying. This was a straight-out horror. It wasn't nothing else.
I don't know what you classify this movie as.
Yeah, they classify it as horror. I classify it as shit. Just like every other horror movie. Once again, the horror genre is a joke.
Well, you need to watch New Blood Rising.
Nah, it's okay. I don't need more jokes added onto it.
You're an asshole. Anyway. Support your co-host.
You need to understand that I'm the best asshole, the most phenomenal asshole you will ever meet. I tell you this right now. If you're going to do something, make sure you're phenomenal at it. And I'm going to be an asshole, so I'm the phenomenal one at it. So
support your co-host.
Well done, P1. Well done. Thank you, good man. Thank you. Anyway. Yes, people, I just gave myself a pat on the back for being the biggest asshole ever. Thank you, people. Thank you, spoiling bastard. Thank you, bastard. Thank you. Mwah.
Yeah, you accept this award?
Anyway, my man Steve. Why am I stroking his microphone? Anyway, Steve.
Are you Michael Bayin' it?
Michael Bayin' his microphone right now. And people, I haven't wore a headset in a while.
You must be stroking the mic because you're like in and out on audio.
I am actually. I'm actually moving around with it and everything every time I take a sip or something like that. But Steve, he says, I know if somebody was here, he'd be like, God damn it, boy, hold that goddamn microphone close. my man Steve, he says, favorite McConaughey film. Hopefully it isn't this garbage because damn, this movie was horrible.
I don't think it was horrible, but.
Yeah, but...
He has made a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say We Are Marshall. I actually like that movie. And I like Lincoln Lawyer, too. I would say Tropic Thunder, but he wasn't in it long enough to be a...
Yeah, I was about to say he was in that scene for like, what, fucking 10 minutes?
Yeah. But I have not seen Dallas Buyers Club. That's why I cannot say that.
About Killer Joe?
Haven't seen it.
Great movie. What about Mud?
Nah, I fell asleep watching it.
Another one. By his performance in Magic Mike. All right.
I haven't seen that. I don't want to watch guys.
Don't worry, it ain't his movie anyway. But I'm gonna go with I gotta say Dallas Buyers Club, man. That's mine.
Yeah.
Who knocked it out? Knocked it out the fucking park. Everything about the movie is just amazing. I mean, 20 times better than half the movies I've seen. Matter of fact, a lot of people are giving this credit to Gravity. I think people are just letting Dallas Buyers Club slip by the wrist because, man, that movie is so fucking great. It's just the performances from people like, you got Jared Leto in there who's like, who knew this guy could act? We've seen him in Requiem for a Dream, but, you know, hey, like, you know, one movie doesn't make you like a great actor.
No, he does a good movie like every once in a great while.
Yeah, and when you saw him in there and the transformation him and Matthew McConaughey had to go through to do what they did, it's just amazing. That movie just blew my mind. And I'm glad it's coming out on Blu-ray soon. So that's definitely worth a pickup there.
Yeah.
See, I'm going with Dallas Buyers
Club. I like We Are Marshall because I am a big football fan. And I know that story about the plant, about the team dying. And I just thought it was good. What's that?
Because you killed it. That's why.
Because I killed him?
Yeah.
Why. But I thought it was a good movie.
Next comment question comes from Nick. He says, this has got to be one of the most stupid ideas for a film, and with that stupid idea came this horrible film. What has been some stupid ideas for films that you guys hated?
Human Centipede. I would not say it was stupid, it was creative.
I think it was stupid.
The romantic comedy...
That's not creative, dude. They just took an idea from a magazine. How is that creative?
Well... how many new romantic comedy movies can you do that hasn't been done before?
I can name a couple right now. 500 Days of Summer, Her, Scientific Film, or whatever. About Time, science fiction as well. Don John. What's that other fucking one that came out? Silver Linings Playbook. I mean, I can keep going. They can do something different. This ain't new. This is just beating off bullshit for women. I'm not gonna lie. It was fucking horrible. The fact that they stole a plot line from a fucking women's magazine.
All right.
I don't know how Z thinks that's creative, but then again, his movie was based off fucking Mortal Instruments, so.
It's not based off of.
You got the idea or some shit like that, whatever. That's why that movie's probably shit, so.
Oh, shut up! It's an awesome movie. Stupid ideas for films.
I can say some stupid ideas that came out good. The Facebook movie.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Her, that's another one, which is a romantic comedy. Do you think like
Well, would
us?
that be, would you thought that was a stupid, just knowing the plot before you seen anything, you thought it
I
was
don't think it's
stupid?
stupid, but a lot of people think it is, or that idea of well, I didn't know the plot personally. All I knew about the movie when I went into it was just a man falls in love with his iOS thing, and I was like, okay, I don't know anything else besides that plot, so.
Well, we all know you fall in love with Siri, so.
Shit, if she's got Scarlett Johansson's voice. I remember I asked her the other day, Siri, what are you doing? She said, improving myself, phenomenal one. I said, you is a perfect bitch. She said, thank you. I said, whoa! I
Oh.
said, damn, this bitch is loyal.
That's
And
actually
trained.
a tough one, 'cause that's actually a tough question. 'Cause you can make a, like you said, social network. That was
Everybody said that movie was stupid. Wow, they're making a movie about Facebook. How stupid. And when they saw the movie was damn good.
It was, yeah. So that's a hard thing to say unless it's something you haven't seen. Like I can already say with that, just Vampire Academy or whatever the fuck it's called, it looks stupid as fucking shit. I Frankenstein, not gonna see it because it looks like stupid as fucking shit.
Well, that can't be a stupid idea because that's based off like books and shit. I mean,
Okay, Vampire Academy then.
I think that's based off a book too.
Oh God damn it! It looks like Harry
I remember
Potter.
seeing the trailer. It said something about based off the best of something. I can't remember, but
It looks like Harry Potter with
you
vampires.
know what? I'll say something. How about Battleship? That's a dumb idea. You know why that's a
Yeah.
dumb idea? Because it's based off a fucking board game.
Then you could say the same thing about Transformers, G.I.
Yeah,
Joe.
that's another one. G.I. Joe based off some toys. You know, with G.I. Joe though, obviously we've seen the cartoon and the toys. They're military guys. You can base something off of that. I mean, that's obviously you can be like, we'll just make it a military movie, or we'll just do this and stuff like that. There's stuff you can base off that. Transformers, it's a robot movie. You could just put something in there. That's easy. But fucking Battleship, it's like that board game is of two moves and two moves only. There is nothing you can do with that. That doesn't make any sense.
So, I'm going to announce it now. I'm going to make a Connect 4 game.
Okay, I'm interested in that. I mean, I'll even say because I know they want to make a Hungry Hungry Hippos movie, and I was like, you probably can do that. I mean, as stupid as that idea
Well,
is, you can.
they want to make an Ouija board movie, which I think
They
it's every
did. It
witch
was called
class
every Exorcist movie back in the 80s.
or witchcraft movie, whatever the fuck it's called.
They did do that one time for Christmas. I forgot the name of it. I think it's called Black Christmas or some shit like that.
It wasn't Black Christmas, but
Yeah, it was something like that. I forgot what it was. It came out on Christmas, though. It was based off a Ouija board, and these spirits came from the Ouija board, and they were talking to the Ouija board. So, yeah, there you go.
I mean, stuff like yeah, stuff like that you gotta base something off of and pretty much create a story around that idea. Like you said, Battleship. That's stupid. But
Because it doesn't, because you can't go nowhere with it. Well, with G.I. Joe, you can be like, okay, they're toy. They're based off a toy line, but it's a military toy line. All you gotta do is make a military movie. Like something like stupid, like
exactly.
Taken or something like that.
Yeah. So it's very hard unless you've seen the final product, product. That's a
Once again, I'll even say Hungry Hungry Hippos. Maybe you can do something sci-fi with them and say, oh, they're radioactive or hungry. I don't know, fucking something like that. They're like anacondas, you know? They're like that movie. They're fucking enormous and they're just eating shit or whatever.
I would watch that.
I mean, it's a stupid idea, but
'Cause hippos are gigantic.
you can build. It's a stupid idea, but you can build a storyline around it with Battleship. It's like that. How the fuck can you build a? And then when they did build it, which we saw in the movie around aliens and shit like that, I was like, that is a stupid idea.
There's no aliens in the game.
No. And then
Come
they try to make a board game based off that movie too.
What?
Yeah, there's a board game based off that movie. I remember I tried to get it for Lena when she came out here. Because she
Didn't
hated
work.
that fucking movie, and I tried to buy it for her. I was like, yeah. It's got like Taylor Kitsch on the box and shit like that. As a matter of fact, you know what? It's got Taylor Kitsch and Rihanna on it.
That's a seller.
I saw one commercial for that one time, and I was like, I gotta buy it.
Who made that, Hasbro?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was like a re-edition of it or something. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Stacy. Hot fire Stacy. Sexy.
I don't hear you talking about the male guys like
I talk about all of them like that. They all can get it. Shit, hey Nick, I see you. All right.
All
All
right.
right, Nick. So, I see you like a lot of law breaker right there, huh, nigga?
And I'm kind of upset that you didn't do the whole podcast in a McConaughey voice.
That's true. I forgot to do that. You know, sometimes I think I was doing it, then I just dropped it. I was like, I think I did drop that. I don't remember. But you know what, Denzy? I'll do you a favor then, man. I'll do it for the rest of this podcast right here then. All right, all right, all right. My girl Stacy, so she's like the planet Neptune. One minute it's up in the air, next minute it's down. You don't know which way it's going to go. Either way, I like her. I like her a lot. She says, what's your favorite romantic comedy film, guys, and your worst? All right, all right, all right.
I like Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. I like a pretty woman, too. I like a pretty woman like Stacy. Give me a BJ on a nice hot summer morning in California. Hey, all right, all right, all right.
Worst.
My favorite romantic comedy film, Stacy, maybe we can watch together. It's pretty much a toss-up between Her and 500 Days of Summer. That really is a good movie. That was really the movie right there that turned around my romantic comedy liking, viewing, and stuff like that. Love that movie. JGL is the king of romantic comedies, especially after seeing Don John last year. All right, all right, all right. That's my man, JGL. But worst. Yeah, so it's a toss up between those two. And my worst, anything with Katherine Heigl, I hate that bitch.
Yeah, what was that one with Gerald Butler?
Oh, One for the Money or some shit like that. I don't know.
Nah, not that one.
No, no, it wasn't One for the Money. Match. It was
Oh shit.
Fuck, I can't remember the name of it though.
I think it starts with a W.
Oh my god, I can't remember the name of that fucking movie.
I'm looking it up.
Any movie with that bitch in it, I cannot stand that bitch.
Except Knocked Up. You hate Knocked Up?
I hated Knocked Up too.
Wow.
I hated her performance in it as well, especially when she came out of it talking about Knocked Up is sexist, and then she goes do another movie which was like that's even more sexist than Knocked Up was.
It was called The Ugly Truth.
That bitch was ugly. All right, all right, all right. I have never seen such an ugly bitch in my life before. So the planet Neptune came and crashed with Uranus and said that bitch is ugly right there. So then sometimes some people ask me, Matthew, what are you talking about? I tell them, all right, all right, all right.
That's his answer for everything.
Damn straight. All right, all right, all right. So, I want to give a thank you for my Oscar to my boy Jared Leto right there. So he makes beautiful music. Y'all should go listen to it. What's the name of your band? 30 Seconds of Venus? Oh, Mars? Okay, my bad, bro. So, all right, all right, all right. Last comment we got here. Oh, wait, Lindsay. What's your worst romantic
Ugly
comment?
Truth.
Ugly Truth? Okay, well.
But Pretty Woman was a classic.
Anything with Katherine Heigl in it, I just can't fucking stand. She's got to be the worst fucking, top five worst actors.
She did fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah, she's got some upcoming stuff coming up, so I don't know about that, so we will be seeing. But
anyway, you will be seeing.
Matter of fact, she was just in a movie that I just recently, I don't remember what it was now, because she was a bitch. All right, all right, all right. Bitch. So, last comment we got here. Law says you can't read. Look like I'm going to be a lawbreaker tonight then. All right. It says, hey, Adrian, she said, or he says, I don't know, but it could be a lovely woman. Hey, Z, so are you finally going to make that romantic comedy film? You can star the phenomenal one. All right, all right, all right. And make him a sex addict. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, well, it's
Adrian,
called Don Juan.
I can already tell you this right now. You ain't even going to do that in the movie. It's already happening right now. All right, all right, all right.
A sex addict movie that's already called Don Juan.
Yeah, and it's also called Shame, starring Michael Fassbender, directed by Steve McQueen. My boy, he was putting it in those vaginas. All right.
No, Phenomenal One did not put a poll up, so.
Well, we can put a poll up of the Phenomenal One being a sex addict. Is he one or is he not? Most likely it's going to be by a win by a substantial draw. Yeah, and it's going to say, yeah, and I'm going to be like, well, all right, all right, all right. Because everybody knows when I go out, lawbreaker time.
See a lot of lawbreakers around here.
Oh, hell yeah, Z. You know I see some lawbreakers. Especially I saw some lawbreakers last weekend. I'm going to go see some lawbreakers tonight. You know how we do it up in here, baby. So it's like when you know, when you hit an actor's peak, you've reached that plateau, and now you left planet Earth. Now you want to travel to Mars and Venus and all that. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying, Z?
Yeah.
And now it's like when you have that plateau reached, you don't know where to go no more. You back on the moon, baby. All right.
But I don't think I'm going to make a romantic comedy.
I think you should.
I'm not funny enough to make a comedy. I know horror.
Then just make a romance movie. It should be simple.
I'll make a romantic horror movie.
A romantic horror movie. There you go. No, because people might do stupid things. Like, bitch might die for a dog or something like that. You don't want to see that. Bitch dying for a dog, I'd be like, God damn, that bitch dumb. We ain't gonna be dying for no dog, but we gonna be dying for some dick. All right.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, well, you should think about it, Z. I think you should. You can cast some big titty hookers in there or something like that.
I'm not gonna make another movie till next year, so.
I think you should make a hooker movie.
A hooker movie?
Real hookers on Live Street. How about that? That sounds like an HBO special just dying to get on HBO. All right.
I'll make a movie called All Right.
I think I like the sound of that, baby. Now, when you make that movie Panty Dropper, baby, All Right. I think I'll be there right there for you now. All right. Well, hey, take it easy, people. This has been another edition of Throwback Tuesday. This was episode 35. Can I get a 5? All right now. All right. I am your host, Matthew McConaughey, a.k.a. the phenomenal one of MoviesPostPodcast.com, the most phenomenal podcast on the planet. That's right now. All right.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
And we will see you bastards later, like next time. Like maybe I'll see you tonight, though, girl. All right.